Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
I'm Jake.
I'm Owen.
And this is Two Dat. Dudes, Assorted Tunes.
You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. And, Jake.
Yes?
We got an interesting show tonight, don't we?
Oh, man, it's really interesting. Whoa, hello.
AirTim!
Oh, you know what? Because Spotify is not paused on the computer.
No.
We should pause it.
That's important.
It's paused. Now I can turn the volume slider up. And look, you don't hear anything.
There we go. As
Whoa.
It should be.
Whoa. Science.
But we actually have a theme this week, which you'll kind of piece together as the show goes on.
Oh, yeah. Now we can just tell them, man.
Fine, just tell them.
So this is what the youth are being subjected to.
Yes.
That's what our theme is. All of you meme-savvy people out there will know exactly what song we're about to play. So, Owen, why don't you not say the name of the song?
Oh, no, of course not. We're just
going to
go straight into it.
Yeah.
You thirsty, please grab Sprite. My crib's lurking, don't die tonight. I just wanna dance with you, baby. Just don't move too fast, I'm too crazy. Man, down the avenue, get shady. Taking mine off that, we can dip in the whip, slide right back in the function. One wrong word, start busting. Put that on my Yankee hat. I'm a gangster, gangster rap. Where the ladies at? Where the every real know the difference. Bandana brown like a dope daddy shooting in the kitchen room. North side never went to pilot. What's Rio? Coco, the love of Creole. T-scrap moving for the D-Lo. We know.
I ain't never ran from nothing but the police. I ain't never ran from nothing but the police. I ain't never ran from nothing but the police. From the city where the skinny kept strong heat. North side Long Beach.
Hit the counter, make a dollar, flip it. Split the dollars with my mama, children. Folks need Porsches, need abortions. I just need your light of my business. Never no problem playing, no. Just never no problem spraying, no witnesses. No face, no case, being with the hopped out broad day, didn't empty clips. Cut class, cause it wasn't about cash. School wasn't no fun, couldn't bring my. No change gon' come like Obama them say. But they shootin' every day around my mom in them way. So we put an A with Keanu them stay. And that's for any nigga say he got a problem with me. How I'm f***ing, where I'm living, come and follow me. Pistol poppin' Poppy Street.
I ain't never ran from nothing but the police. I ain't never ran from nothing but the police. I ain't never ran from nothing but the police. City was skinny, kept strong heat. North side Long Beach.
Nate York still here, cause like me. Police still scared, cause like me. In the hood, like a dollar sweet tea or a Louis Burger. You ain't with the business. Who you murder? You ain't heard a call. Chain best thing, smoking out the city. Riding around with the same shotgun and shot Ricky. Little shit is zigzagged, didn't got his back wet. Now he running north side. Better fact check front with the gun talk. I ain't heard a clap yet. On my front street, they didn't. Yes, set for Lil Halftime, Brody banged 5 blocks. So I hit you on me 5 times, better grab y'all, did it. Got away with it out the Civic. We been Long Beach City, pay a visit. Park Ramona, pop black the cone. And give a hell till it's frozen over. I ain't never ran from nothing.
I ain't never ran from nothing but the police. I ain't never ran from nothing but the police. I ain't never ran from nothing but the police. From the city where the skinny kept strong heat. North side Long Beach.
North.
To that.
So, for those of you who aren't aware of what that was North North by Vince Staples.
North North.
Which, in the last couple weeks has made headlines because some mom heard it on the radio.
Christian mom specified.
Oh,
I don't
course.
Know why. Well, I know.
I mean, no, I know. It's the article. It's the news, but yeah, no. So, she made a 12-minute video ranting about basically how this is what the youth are subjected to.
Yeah, without, I ain't never ran from nothing but the police.
Without making an attempt to understand what the lyrics of the song were about, or why that story even exists.
What was Vince Staples' response to that? Do you remember? Ooh, hold up.
Gosh.
Hold on.
To the interwebs!
Pull it up. He said something along the lines of basically...
Vince Staples' response?
I don't know. Point is, basically, while we get to
Christian
that...
Christian mom. Hold on, hold on.
Well, while we get to that, I just want to set up the theme for the show a little bit further. Okay. For those who don't know, is for the rest of the show, we're basically going to be going to different things that the youth have been subjected to over the years. Things that might elicit negative responses from certain viewers, depending on your perspectives or whatnot. Mm-hmm. But really, it's just a bunch of fun. Some good music all around. You'll definitely see the theme as we keep going. But what do we got here?
All right, hold on. Wow. He said.
No, but
a bunch
this is what I was saying. He said that she didn't understand the context of the song. She mm-hmm. didn't make an effort to try to understand that. But then he went on to say that no one should be attacked for their opinion or what they deem appropriate to like show to their children. Obviously, like my parents had a very interesting point of view.
From what I understand, you and your dad would listen to NWA together in the car.
That was later in life, but okay.
How old were you when that started happening?
That was probably around 14. But even when okay. I was younger, like Gorillaz, you know, Clint Eastwood has got a couple curse words in it.
Oh, yeah.
Fatboy Slim, the album I had, the third song on the album, I can't say anything about it on the radio because the FCC would absolutely slaughter me. But just look up You've Come a Long Way, Baby by Fatboy Slim and listen to the third song on the album, which is the censor title is In Heaven.
Yeah.
And that yep. listen yep. to that song and that'll tell you a little bit about my childhood and where I'm coming from.
The I played Praise You on my show last night.
Yeah, no, I saw.
Yeah.
I love that song. Yeah. I love that album. It's so much fun.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, so. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, Vince Staples had a real classy response.
Of course.
So, you know, big props to him. But we're getting way too serious for our show.
A little bit too serious, a little bit too wordy.
A little bit too early for that.
But you know what? We got a lot of fun scheduled, so.
Oh, yeah.
So, I'm not too bitter.
Oh, yeah. Anyways, we got some fun stuff. One of, you know, we're going to go way back to the, like, I think the first kind of, you know, wave of outcry about music. Not yeah. Maybe not the first, but an earlier one.
It's a very, very
right at the beginning
one.
Of the...
That's right. It's a divergence.
The, like, the parental advisory sticker thing.
It's a divergence from what we usually do, too. So
yeah.
this
oh,
is going to
yeah,
be interesting.
It's totally out of nowhere.
But... Without further ado,
I'm just gonna hit play, man.
All right, go
ready?
For it
Let's
then.
Let's do it. Oh, I gotta turn the computer back.
Have fun,
back.
Folks.
There we go.
Thank you.
Yeah, it is just rain.
It's just rain.
We're going to let it keep playing out. Oh, I'm not going to fade it out. We're going to see how this ends. Hold on. All right.
So,
Rain, I love how, like, how many just, like, songs and albums and whatnot there are that just have rain noise, like, put on them. It's just a great noise to use.
Yeah, so fun fact about Slayer, and it goes back to what the kids are being subjected to.
Oh, of course.
In middle school, there were these two kids whose name I'm not going to name.
Can we give them fake names? Can we call them Earl and, like, Herbert?
Sure.
Okay.
Anyway,
Which
one was Earl? Does it matter?
Yeah. Of course it does.
Earl was the... They were twins, actually. They were twins. They were two Indian twins. They were the, like, top of our class in everything. They, like, math, science, you name it, they, like, were geniuses in it. They were doing, like, advanced calculus in 7th and 8th grade. It was insane. But, side note, they also loved heavy metal, and specifically Raining Blood by Slayer, which if you didn't know, that was the last song.
Well, it's hard to tell what he's saying sometimes, so.
That's fair. So, I just want to say, personally, from personal experience, that what you listen to has no impact on your intelligence level or any of that other BS that the liberal media is going to tell you.
Well, no, that's a conservative. That was the conservative media.
I know, but I gotta. It's a whole thing. You got the air quotes around liberal media.
Well, we're on the radio.
Okay, well, I put air quotes around liberal media.
Now you're good.
Now I'm good. Anyway, point is, weird kids like weird stuff.
Yeah, you know, we had like heavy metal kids at my high school too, but I honestly don't know what their names are. There was this one really big, like, giant guy with long, like, really long shoulder-length blonde hair who would just wear, like, jangly coats with, like, tons of buckles on it.
That's great.
No. You know, combat boots all the time. In, like, combat boots and giant pants and, like, in, like, the dead of summer.
Yeah, no, these kids were in our jazz band, and between songs, because, like, one of them played bass, one of them played guitar, so they would just, like, go off, like, heavy metal riffs in the middle of these jazz songs. We were learning all of Miles Davis, I'm blanking on the... You know the album. I'm blanking on the...
I mean, he has a bunch of albums.
I know, but it's the...
Kinda Blue?
Kinda Blue, yes, thank you.
That's a great album.
We were learning, like, the entirety of that, so we would transition between songs,
dude,
and they would just
play
heavy metal.
We should play
X.
Miles Davis on one of our shows.
We should, and we
will. Just, like, just throw it in there. We should play one of the 12-minute ones, like the 12-minute long songs.
I'm down. But, in the meantime, right now, we have something completely different.
I've been told, actually... one of our only confirmed regular listeners is a big heavy metal fan.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've been told that.
Who?
Well, you told me.
Oh, my dad. My dad. Oh, yeah. Okay. I was like, I thought you were here from someone else.
No.
Yes, no.
No way, man.
We have a couple confirmed listeners. Sam and Lauren, shout out to them. They're not enjoying the show right now.
Oh, hell no.
They are really, like, I've gotten messages. They are not having a good time.
Hey, speaking of which.
Speaking of.
Snapchat us.
That's right. If you are listening, and if you care about our well-being at all, send us a big old middle finger to the one true Jake.
A big old F-U.
Or to Owen Robinette, no punctuation.
Those are letters, not
Snapchat.
Words, by the way.
Yes, O-W-E-N-R-O-B.
Oh, no, the letter F and then the letter U.
Oh.
It's not an abbreviation for anything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Fun University.
I have to, yeah.
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 Anyway, point is, send us some middle fingers, let us know you love us.
Yeah.
And since we've been talking for, like, probably a good 4 minutes...
Yeah, man.
Here's the next song.
All right. Well, what is it? What were they afraid of when, like, with, like, all these, like weird, like,
man,
satanic, like, albums and stuff?
They were afraid of the devil. Lucifer himself.
Yeah. Lucifer, down of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of her. Lucifer, down of the morning.
I'm from the murder capital, where we murder for capital. For they asking what happened to you. Lord forgive him, he got them dark forces in him. But he also got a righteous cause for sending them to murder me. So I gotta murder them first, emergency. Doctors performing procedures, Jesus. I ain't trying to be facetious, but vengeance is mindset. The Lord, you said it better than all. Leave on
death's door, breathing on respirators for killing my best ball haters. On permanent high haters as I skate in the Maybach Benz, fly this annihilation. Bumping brown sugar by D'Angelo in Los Angeles, like an evangelist. I can introduce you to your maker, bring you closer to nature. Ashes after they cremate you. Hope you've been reading your songs and chapters, paying your tithes, being good Catholics. I'm coming.
Lucifer, dawn of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
Lucifer,
dawn of the morning,
I'm from the murder capital, we'll be murdered for capital.
Lucifer, dawn of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
Lucifer,
dawn of the morning.
So you change your attitude for the ask yes. What happened to this holy war? I wet y'all all with the holy water. Spray from the heck law. Catch order. Medic all the static. Shall cease to exist like a sabbatical. I throw a couple at you, take six. Spread love to all of my dead thugs. I pour out a little Louis to a head above. Yes, sir. And when I perish, the meek shall inherit the earth. Till that time is on and popping. Church. Like Don Bishop, the fifth of Palm Cop Eva. Lift up your soul and give you the Holy Ghost, please. I leave you with somebody's cathedral, but stunting like evil Knievel. I let you see where that bright light leads you. The more you talk, the more you irking us. The more you gon' need memorial services. The Black Album, second verses like Devil's Pie. Say some dessert for us. Man, I gotta get my soul right. I gotta get these devils out my life. These cowards gonna make a ride. They won't be happy till somebody dies. No, man, I gotta get my soul right. For I'm locked up for my whole life. Every time it seems it's all right. Let me get somebody want their soul to rise. I chase you off in the search. Dreams are holding in the middle of the Bob's killer. Asking them why as my eyes fill up. These days I can't wake up with a dry pillow. Gone but not forgotten, homes I still feel you. So curse the day that birthed the beast. It'll cause your church mass. Reverse the crash, reverse the blast, and reverse the car, reverse the day, and there you are, Bob the Law. Lord forgive him, we all have sinned, but Bob's a good dude, please let him in. And if you feel in my heart that I long for revenge, please blame it on the son of the morning.
Thanks again.
Aw, you're welcome.
So, that was Lucifer by Jay-Z off of the Black Album.
The Black Album.
Arguably his best album. That and Reasonable Doubt. It's between those two.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Check it out if you haven't heard it before.
You know, if you haven't heard it, you're probably a loser.
Yeah, most definitely.
You know who else is a loser?
Beck.
Beck.
Choking on the splinters.
So I won't.
love how he just, like, starts speaking in Spanish for, like, the first line of the chorus. And it's just saying, soy un perdedor, which I'm sure I'm screwing up, but, like, it literally just means I'm a loser.
I love Beck. Early Beck is great.
Dude, that's... I forgot how much I like that song. It's just a good song, man.
Alright, so what do we got up next?
Hey, we have a game.
We got a fun game.
We have a
for
game.
Y'all.
All right, I have a giant pile of public service announcements in, like in the CD
weird
cases
CD
that they
form. Yeah.
Yeah, they're like long. They're like long CD slip cases, but like, they're, I don't know.
They're it's strange.
Got, yeah, they get mailed to us. We don't want them, but they just keep sending them.
But.
And
we get to finally have a fun game with them.
Yeah, so. Most of them are unopened, actually.
So thank you to the FCC and the Ad Council.
Shows you how much we like them. But
so our fun game is basically we're just going to mix them up,
yeah.
Pick a random one off, and then read it immediately. So yeah. You'll get all the stammers of us never having seen this before,
right.
And also the confusion of what the heck is this ad supposed to be.
Okay, so Owen, you're up first.
All right.
Pick an ad, any ad.
I've got my eyes closed. I'm
all
grabbing.
All right, well, open your eyes so you
no,
can
I
see
got,
what you're
I'm
doing.
No, I'm grabbing a random one.
All right.
All right.
He grabbed right from the middle of the pile, as expected.
Of course.
As expected. What's the cover say?
The cover says, when summer vacation starts, school lunches stop. Hunger doesn't take a summer vacation.
All right, let's see what's inside. Let's open it up and see what's going on.
I have to figure out how to open it. It's like, it's never been opened.
Oh, yeah,
it's actually
yeah.
sealed.
Yeah, there's like little stickers on it.
All right, so they don't actually have like PSA scripts, so I'm just going to read you some facts.
Okay.
Did you know? 1 in 5 kids in America struggles with hunger.
I did know that.
When school ends, so do the free and reduced price meals that millions of kids depend on during the school year.
I also knew that.
Of nearly 22 million children who access free and reduced price meals during 2013-2014 school year, only 2.6 million access meals through the summer food service program in 2014.
See, I didn't know that.
Help feed kids this summer who could otherwise go hungry. Support the summer food service program.
See, that's not really a did you know, that's just like
America.
A command. That's yeah. just like
well,
telling
that,
you.
That's after the did you know. That's the little you
oh.
need. This is what you need to do because
oh.
you're a good person.
Okay.
Because I know all of our listeners are good people.
Gotcha.
Who are just subjected to demonic music.
Oh, yeah. No, of course.
Through
that's
the
just what
means
they
of
use.
Ourselves. Through
oh,
means
yeah.
of ourselves.
Yeah. We have no shame. We'll subject you to all kinds of fun crap.
Yeah. Or not so fun crap, depending on your taste.
That's true.
But
I'm
anyway.
Sure someone. I'm sure that we have like at least one or two listeners who were just like, that song was disgusting. Like, he can't even play guitar. What was going on there?
No, I mean, I know for a fact that we have one or two listeners who, between North North and Raining Blood, were just like, what are you doing right now? And I was like, living my life. But
anyway.
Support the Summer Food Service Program through Feeding America. And thank you to the Ad Council for this wonderful ad.
All right. Okay, my turn.
Service announcement. They're not supposed to be ads.
Oh, that's true. All right, it's my turn. Okay, so I'll close my
eyes. Close your
eyes.
Yes.
I guess that's what we're doing.
That's the way. You have to find your way to the pile.
Oh, well, that was easy. It was right in front of me.
Well, yeah, I tried to make it not too bad.
Okay, thank you. Oh, right. Ooh, this one feels
that's
nice
thick
and thick.
One.
Let's see.
Oh, great. That
oh, it's
beautiful.
Two of them, one inside the other. Do I take inside or outside?
Inside, because you haven't seen what inside is.
I haven't looked at the outside one either.
Oh,
I just
God.
Saw that it was around it, and I didn't read anything. So
you do outside, I'll do inside. How about that?
Okay. So there's the inside one. Is
I'm
that
not,
a...
I'm not looking at
okay.
it.
Okay.
I'm not going to look
oh,
at
wow,
it
Oh, wow, there's
yet.
Two. Hold up.
There's two in the inside
hold
of the
on,
inside
hold on,
one.
Hold on. All right.
Look at this fun game.
Ready? Okay, Owen.
Right. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, catch, check, and buy his toe.
Hold
if
on.
You always let him go. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, mom, mama said, you are the right one.
Okay, that's my left hand, but it's your right.
It's my right.
Okay, all right.
I closed my eyes, so I didn't
okay,
see.
So,
he was mixing it up
so
as
we're
I
gonna...
was fake doing eeny, meeny, miny,
okay, so the one that didn't get selected is stop the text, stop the Rex. No, you already got one. We're going to just get rid of this.
In the pile. Okay, or we just throw it away.
Exactly, we just right. chucked it across
that's
the room.
That's never going to get read again.
All right. Okay, so what I got here is Ad Council Radio Catalog Kit. This might not be an ad.
I don't think it's an ad. I think you threw away the real ad.
All right, well, hold on. Let's open it and see what it all says.
Right, well, I'll go grab the other one.
Well,
just
no, 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 hold on. That one's gone. We're not reading it. We can do. I can make a public service out of this.
All right, make a public service announcement. Make your. This is
it.
A make your own public service announcement.
Yeah.
It's like the choose your own adventure, except with nonsense.
Exactly. Okay, so here we go. Oh wow, this is like really tough text to read because it's like light orange on white. That's a terrible color scheme. Okay. Green is good. That's the first thing it says. Okay. In an effort to practice what we preach, we have made our method of distributing PSAs to you as environmentally friendly as possible. We are excited to share with you some of the changes we have implemented. Please read below to learn more and look out for future changes. So everybody look out for future changes.
There you go. We'll have new stuff coming soon.
There goes that.
All right, so hopefully this is actually an ad, because otherwise the FCC is really going to be bitter with us.
No, we gave the public information. They're good.
We did. All right. So this one is from AdoptUsKids.org.
All right.
Help find forever homes for older teens in foster care.
Forever homes.
Forever homes are important.
All right. You can hear these being opened up.
Yeah, no. These have never been touched before. We are the first people to ever utilize these. All right. Did you know?
I've used some of them as like a stop to hold the window open up there.
It's not. Don't say that.
I can say that.
108,000 children in the U.S. foster care system are available for adoption and waiting for their forever home.
Is this another do you know? Did you know? Or
no,
is
this is did you know. Okay, so these are facts.
Okay, I didn't know that.
More than 41% of children photolisted on the U.S. Kid, Adopt Us Kids, also read Adopt U.S. Kids, website, are 15 to 18 years old.
I did not know that.
This holiday season is the ideal time to share the critical message that you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent.
I also didn't know that.
And that older youth in foster care will love you just the same. Keep in mind, this holiday season currently is Halloween.
Oh.
So.
Oh, yeah.
Take that as you will, folks.
All right. Well, I guess it's a good time to adopt a scary kid.
No, adopt kids adopt and then dress them kid. Up and go trick-or-treating, because nah, everyone just get loves
like,
trick-or-treating.
Just get, like, a really scary-looking kid.
If you're an adult and you miss trick-or-treating, go adopt a 15-year-old kid and just make him dress up and go get candy. Like, that's what the Ad Council is telling you, and honestly, I approve that message.
All right.
And so does Adopt Us Kids, and so does the Ad Council.
Adopt Us
So kids. Thank you to that.
And there it goes.
All right.
Okay.
That was probably the most fun PSAs that we've ever done.
We should just keep doing. We should just keep doing that, man.
We're gonna keep this stack.
And they keep showing up
for another day.
They keep showing up, so we're gonna have tons of these.
We'll never run out.
We will. No, we won't. You're right.
The show will never end.
We should ignore the new ones and go like back in time and get like really old ones that still haven't been open. So they're just super out of date.
I love it.
Oh yeah.
So there you go. FCC, sue us. We did your PSAs.
All right.
So, just in case, after all this nonsense, just so y'all know, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio. Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Owen.
I'm Jake. I was just echoing what you said. I'm Jake. I'm not Owen.
You know.
I'm not confused. I know this.
To that.
To that.
We got some assorted tunes for you today. The theme is...
They are very assorted.
They are very assorted. But the theme is, what are the kids being subjected to?
All right. I don't know.
So, Jake, what are the kids being subjected to? This is a new one.
This is new. So we have a theme, a sub-theme of a block of songs.
A block of songs.
You want to just rip through these three songs?
And then just not talk?
Well, no, we'll just let them play into each other.
Yes.
And then we'll talk afterwards.
That's what I'm saying.
So the sub-block is guns.
That's it.
Yeah, no.
Just play it.
All right, cool.
Go.
There we go.
Bang, bang. We should.
Do that.
Oh yeah. She's well acquainted with the touch of the velvet hand, like a lizard on a window pane. The man in the crowd with the multicolored mirrors on his hobnail boots, lying with his eyes while his hands are busy working overtime. A soap impression of his wife, which he ate and donated to the National Trust. I need a fix, 'cause I'm going down, down to the bits that I left up. I'm gone down. Mother Superior jumped the gun. 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 Something to say. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
So there you go.
All the kids have guns.
Kids with guns going bang bang, because you know happiness is a warm gun. That was out of order, but those were all the songs that we played.
Yeah, they were.
I'm also pretty sure that happiness is a warm gun is a double entendre about drugs, but you know,
who knows?
Good times. It's just more things for the kids to be subjected to.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? Yeah, I don't think anyone's objected to that song, you know, before, like, you know, publicly, but we can pretend they did.
But if parents actually, I feel like at that point the Beatles were too big that, like,
yeah,
you could say something, but it wouldn't matter. But mm-hmm. if parents had been paying attention, because, you know, late 60s, no one was paying attention to anything.
No one had any idea.
No one knew what was going on.
Yeah, man.
But had they would have been upset.
Mm-hmm. So, Owen, are you prepared for the next song? You have it all queued up there?
I'm always prepared. This is one of my favorites. I love this man. I love this artist. I'll rave about him more when the song's over. But for now, just sit back and enjoy.
Okay, it's childish, can't be no homegirl, drop it like the NASDAQ. Move white girls like this coat up my crack. Move black girls, cause man, fuck it, I'll do either. I love, dude, I should be running Peter in Adidas with some short shorts. B-O-O all over me, my green is where it's supposed to be. Your green is in my grocery. This Asian dude, I stole his girl, and now he got that Koji beef. My fuck is like an accent mark, it's all about the overeat. Hot like a parked car, I sound weird like Indra with a hard R. Fly like the logo on my cousin's 440. Eating Oreos like these white girls that me. Vodka for my ladies, whiskey for a grown man. Hanging in the islands looking for Earl like Toe Jam. I made the beat retarded, so I'm calling it a slow jam. Butcher and I know it, man, kill beef, go ham. These rappers are afraid of him, cause I'm a beast girl. Invaders and Gambino is a call girl. Pay me, brand new whip for these niggas like slavery. Told me I was awful and that did not faze me. Tell me how I suck again, my memory is hazy. You're my favorite rapper now, yeah, dude, I better be. Or you can kiss my ass, human centipede. You wanna see my girl? I ain't that dumb. You wanna see my girl? Check Maxim. Man, why does every black actor gotta rap some? I don't know, all I know is I'm the best one. It's a bonfire. I'm burning everything you motherfuckers talk about. It's a bonfire, turn the lights out. I'm burning everything you motherfuckers talk about. You know these rapper dudes talk, start killing. That got goons like an arch villain. I'm from the south, ain't got no accent, don't know why. So this rapper's child's play, I do my name like Princess Di. Yeah, they say they want the realness, rapped about my real life. Told me I should just quit. First of all, you talk white. Second off, you talk like you haven't given up yet. Rap stepfather, yeah, you hate me, but you will respect. I put in work, ask Ludwig. Put my soul on the track like Shoes did. Play this for my cousin, now he can't even think straight. Black and white music, now that's a mixtape. Shout out to my blurs, they represent the realness. Shout out to Gambino girls, my dick is in the building. I know you hate me cause your little cousin play me out. I like black girls who nerdy, but when they dance they be saying ow. I'm sorry for who follow me. Chillin' with a Filipina at your local Jollibee. Yeah, I'm in her like. So if you see my hand under the table, don't bother me. I don't talk soft, that's that other guy. I'm screaming what the fuck is up like I ain't see the sky. This shit I'm doing this year, insanity. Made the beat that murdered it, Casey Anthony. These rappers won't know what to do, cause all I did was act mean like a Looney Tune. And I'll give you all of me until there's nothing left. I swear this summer will be summer camp.
All right. Okay, so Owen officially knows all the words to that song.
I know every word to that song. I love... That was Bonfire by Childish Gambino, right, a.k.a. Donald Glover, yeah, a.k.a. one of the best artists slash entertainers slash comedians of our time. Watch Weirdo, his comedy special from like 2012. Watch Atlanta, his show that is just coming out now on FX. Jake and I have been keeping up, watching together. It's been amazing.
It's Tuesday a great show.
At 10. I shouldn't be plugging this dude who I don't know so much, but honestly, I love Donald Glover more than any other celebrity out there right now.
Donald,
so check out
my
everything
main man, Gambino.
He does, because he's incredible.
All right. Owen, Owen, we are definitely low-ish on time here.
Yeah, cut the next one.
Yeah, I'll cut the next one and we'll go straight to that.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too.
So
I'm not too attached to the next song. So
yeah, now we can bump right on past that one.
All
right. So numbers are kind of cool, I guess, right? They make math. Well, math isn't cool, but it's useful.
But they make a bunch of codes. They make a bunch of things. People interpret them. People make nonsense out of them.
Exactly.
One of the most well-known numbers.
It's very well-known.
Well-known.
Well-known. Well-known.
We're going to let our buddies introduce you to it a little bit more.
Yeah, but, they have a nice spoken word intro.
But, yeah.
Yeah, let's see what they have to say.
Devil sends the beast with wrath because he knows the time is short. Let him who hath understanding reckon the number of the beast, for it is a human number. Its number is 666.
I left alone. My mind was blank. From my mind, what did I see? Can I believe that what I saw that night was real and not just fantasy? Just what I saw in my old dreams, were the reflections of my woman staring back at me? Cause in my dreams,
to despair.
All right.
Yeah.
So that was the number of the beast there from Iron Maiden. And I kind of like, I've been realizing this more and more. I know absolutely nothing about heavy metal, but I love it. Like, I kind of like, I just love it, man.
I'll have my dad send you some recommendations. Yeah, man. He loves the stuff.
Let's do it. Anyways, right about now, Owen, NWA Court is in full effect.
Judge Dre presiding.
In the case of NWA versus the police department.
Prosecuting attorneys are MC Ren, Ice Cube, and Easy Mother Truckin' E.
Order now. Ice Cube, take the mother truckin' stand.
Do you swear to tell the whole truth?
It's the truth. All right.
Okay, well, you know what? Swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help your black ass.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you tell everybody what you gotta say?
Alrighty then.
The police coming straight from the underground. A young nigga got it bad cause I'm brown. And not the other color, so police think they have the authority to kill a minority. All that is cause I ain't the one for a punk motherfucker with a badge and a gun to be beaten on. And thrown in jail, we can go toe to toe in the middle of a sale. We come with me cause I'm a teenager with a little bit of gold and a pager. Searching my car, looking for the product. Thinking every nigga is selling narcotics. You rather see me in the pen than me and Lorenzo rolling in a Benzo. Be the police out of shape, and when I finish, bring the yellow tape. Showing out for the white cop. Ice Cube will swarm on any motherfucker in a blue uniform. Just cause I'm from the CPT, punk police are afraid of me, huh? A young nigga on the warpath, and when I finish, it's gonna be a bloodbath of cops dying in LA. Yo, Dre, I got something to say.
MC Ren, will you please give your testimony to the jury about this fucked up incident?
The police and Ren said it with authority, because a nigga on the street is a majority of gang. It's with whoever I'm stepping, and a motherfucking weapon is kept in a stash spot for the so-called law. Wishing Ren was a nigga they never saw. Lights start flashing behind me, but they're scared of a nigga, so they mace me to blind me. But that this don't work, I just laugh, because it gives them a hint not to step in my path. But police, I'm saying, oh, you punk, read my rights, and it's all junk. Pulling out a silly club, so you stand with a fake-ass badge and a gun in your hand. But take off the gun so you can see what's up, and we'll go at it, punk, and I'ma fuck you up. Make you think I'ma kick your ass, but drop your gat, and Red's gonna blast. I'm sneaky as fuck when it comes to crime, but I'ma smoke them now and not next time. That sweats me. Ain't he a sad that threatens me? I'm a sniper with a hell of a scope, taking out a cop or two. They can't cope with me. The motherfucker feeling that's mad, with potential to get bad as up. So I'ma turn it around, put in my clip, yo, and this is the sound. Yeah, something like that, but it all depends on the size of the gap. Taking out a police would make my day, but a nigga like Ren don't give a fuck to say.
Step up to the stand and tell the jury how you feel about this bull, bitch.
I'm tired of the motherfucker of jacking, sweating my gang while I'm chilling in the shack and shining the light in my face. And for what? Maybe it's because I kick so much, but I kick ass. Or maybe because I blast on a stupid ass
wicked when I'm playing with the trigger of an Uzi or an AK. Cause the police always got something stupid to say. They put out my picture with silence. Cause my identity by itself causes violence to eat with the criminal behavior. Yeah, I'm a gangster, but still I got flavor. Without a gun and a badge, what do you got? A sucker in a uniform waiting to get shot by me or another in. And with a gat, it don't matter if he's smaller or bigger. And as y'all know, E's here the rule. Whenever I'm rolling, keep looking in the mirror. And it's on cue, yo, so I can hear a dumb motherfucker with a gun. And if I'm rolling off the 8, he'll be the one that I take out and then get away while I'm driving off laughing. This is what I'll say. Police.
Jurious finds you guilty of being a redneck, white bread chicken. Oh, well, I'm this shit.
Wait, that's a lie. That's a crazy ass lie.
Get him out of here.
I want justice.
Get him the fuck out of my
face.
I want justice. Out right now.
I'll kill your black motherfucker. Oh,
police. 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 Police.
All right, so.
That was like half a song.
Yeah, I don't know. That was.
The Police.
Yeah. That was. I was saying it backwards.
No, I got you.
Kind of. But anyway.
It works.
That's FTP by NWA.
There you go.
Yeah.
Get some abbreviation in there. We can say whatever we want.
Sure.
These
are all the things that the youth have been subjected to.
As you can tell, there's a wide range across a variety of genres.
Mm-hmm. But they all lead.
A variety of topics.
They all lead to one place. Owen.
One place.
Yes. And where would that be?
We're going on the highway to hell.
Yeah.
right. Yeah, well, that's about it.
There you go. That's what the youth is being subjected to.
And that's where they're all going.
It's the highway to hell. AC/DC.
Yeah,
a lot,
so.
A lot of abbreviation, acronym, whatever kind of stuff. I mean, I don't think that's even an abbreviation for anything. It's
I don't know.
Weird.
Well, it's alternating current, direct
current.
Well,
yes, but I mean.
But that's the full, their full name.
Yes.
Anyways.
So, yeah, that's the show.
Yeah.
We did it.
Yeah, that was two dudes assorted tunes.
We subjected you to some terrible stuff.
Yeah, to that.
To that.
To that.
So, just as a reminder, you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio,
Eastern Pennsylvania.
Eastern Pennsylvania.
I'm Owen.
I'm Jake.
And this is To Dat.
To Dat.
So until next time, keep being crazy. Keep getting subjected to, well, you know, the devil's work. And enjoy your lives.
If you play that backwards, it says something interesting. Wink,
try
wink,
it.
Wink, wink.